A federal jury agreed that Rudy Giuliani should pay a pair of Georgia election workers he repeatedly and falsely accused of fraud $148 million in damages. After a four-day trial, the eight-person jury awarded Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Shay Moss, the multi-million dollar judgment. The pair testified how Rudy Giuliani's lies supporting former President Donald Trump's bogus stolen election claims subjected them to racist and violent threats, turning their lives upside down. I want to go to one of my panelists today, Jesse Hamilton McCoy, clinical professor of law, supervising attorney, the Duke Law Civil Justice Clinic in Durham, North Carolina. Well, look, attorney McCoy, I watched the verdict coverage on MSNBC today, and I was preparing for this show, and I was jumping for joy with this verdict of $148 million. This proves white supremacy does not pay. What is your legal analysis of this verdict?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for having me on. I, too, was happy and jumping for joy because the depths of which Rudy Giuliani put these sisters through was ridiculous. As we all know, there was an attempt by Giuliani to try to say that they somehow sabotaged the voting process in Georgia, and as a result, led to the orchestration of several different white supremacists and Trump-supporting groups and all sorts of things to basically threaten these women with death. I think, if I remember correctly, but lead to the point that they even had to relocate because yes. of the threats and the FBI communicating to them that they were in serious danger. So we're dealing with people who have met every legal element of defamation. There's been a false statement that was published that destroyed their reputation in the community that they were in. We finally now are seeing them achieve at least the beginning stages of what should be recompense. And honestly, $148 million, that's not enough for all the stuff that Rudy Giuliani has put in.
Well, we know Rudy Giuliani is facing dire financial issues. He has his apartment, $6 million plus dollar apartment up for sale. We know that he owes back legal fees as well. And looking at the reporting from The New York Times, Judge Beryl A. Howell of the Federal District Court in Washington, D.C., had already ruled that Rudy Giuliani had defamed the two workers, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, two African-American women. And they both testified at the January 6th hearing as well. We heard their riveting testimony that brought tears to my eyes as well as the son of a black mother. Who taught me to vote, and our father taught us to vote as well. The jury had been asked to decide only the amount of the damages. The jury awarded Ms. Freeman and Mr. Moss a combined $75 million. Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss a combined $75 million in punitive damages. It also ordered Rudy Giuliani to pay compensatory damages of $16.2 million to Ms. Freeman and $16.9 million to Ms. Moss, as well as $20 million to each of them for emotional suffering. So, attorney, can you explain to us the viewers watching the difference between compensatory damages and punitive damages?
Absolutely. So, compensatory damages are designed to what we call make the complainant whole. These are damages that you typically have already experienced out of pocket, which we are contrasting to punitive damages, which are additional damages that a judge can allow if they believe that the tortfeasor's act was of a particular instance to be increasingly reckless and done for malicious intent. And so as a result, what the judge is saying by issuing this kind of symphony of damages is that not only do we want to make these women whole again to the best extent that a court can, but they also want to make sure that Rudy Giuliani feels it in his pocket to know what he did was wrong. And I'd just like to add to this, I mean, we have to remember, too, that during the course of this trial, the defamation didn't stop with the actions before the trial. He actually went out in the trial in the press conference and continued to defame these women. So I think it's one of those situations where the judge is trying to exact every piece of an award that she can to ensure that these women are brought back and receive some kind of justice.
All right. Well, I want to bring to the discussion our second panelist today, a phenomenal woman in her own right, a fan favorite here on Roland Martin Unfiltered, Dr. Avis Jones DeWeaver, political analyst out of National Harbor, Maryland. So, Avis, it's good to see you again. What did you make of today's verdict? And did you see Rudy Giuliani after the verdict was read outside the court trying to make excuses?
Oh, my God. First of all, it's great to see you in the host chair, my man. Wonderful to be here.
Thank you.
I have to say, I did see the clown show that he put on outside of the courthouse. And it is amazing to me how this man can be the coward that he is, not take the stand, not say anything in the courtroom to his own defense, but come out on the court steps and lie like a rug. Sit there and say, I wasn't able to present any evidence. I can't wait until this gets to another court because this was a huge injustice. The man is lying. So though he wants to play towards the sort of fantasy world of the true believers in the Trump universe, the bottom line is the law of the land has ruled in the direction of the sisters that who he damaged. And he deserves this large ruling in their favor. He needs to pay every damn dime, or as much as they can get from him.
Absolutely. Now, I don't think they're going to get much from broke Rudy Giuliani. I don't think they're going to get much. But this proves that white supremacy does not pay. This proves there are consequences. I'm coming back to you here in just a minute, Attorney McCoy. But I saw Ruby Freeman preach a sermon outside of court today after the verdict was read. If anybody missed that, just Google Ruby Freeman and listen to the sermon that she preached. But she said, today's a good day, Ms. Ruby Freeman told reporters after the jury delivered its determination, adding that no amount of money would give her and her daughter Shay Moss back what they lost to the abuse they suffered after Rudy Giuliani falsely accused them of manipulating the vote count. Now, for those that don't remember, don't follow the minutia of politics, Rudy Giuliani helped lead Donald Trump's effort to remain in office, basically overthrow the government. After his defeat in the 2020 election, he was defiant after the proceeding. He said, quote, I don't regret a damn thing, end quote. He said outside of the courtroom, suggesting that he would appeal and that he stood by his assertions about these two African-American women. Attorney McCoy, there's a history of white supremacists intimidating African-Americans, attacking African-Americans. We look at the fall of Reconstruction with the Compromise of 1877, preceded by political violence to keep us from voting. Talk for a minute about the irony that these Georgia election workers helped to expose what Rudy Giuliani and others were doing. And there's a history of voter suppression against African-Americans in Georgia. Keep in mind, Senate Bill 201 was the first Senate bill that passed the state legislature signed into law by a governor. And that became a boilerplate for other, especially southern states, to do the same thing, pushing the big lie. Talk about that for a minute, please.
Well, one of the things that we have to kind of step back in time and remember is that for so long, Georgia had historically gone red. And yes, what we saw in this election was that there was a sweeping change with the addition of other candidates who were congressional candidates and with the push in trying to organize folks largely in the metropolitan areas. However, Georgia has done everything, including, and this is under the operation of, I believe, a Republican running their board of elections. They have done everything they can to prove to the world over and over and time again that their elections were above board. We've heard everything from the voicemails regarding leaving voicemails for the head of the Board of Elections to try to get him to change the voting process. We've heard intimidation tactics by members of Congress to people in Georgia. And we've heard Giuliani now go out and say that these two women specifically were responsible for somehow impacting the vote just because essentially they didn't like the result that the vote continued to uphold regardless of the number of recounts that were held in Georgia. So it is an opportunity from that position to try to diminish the voting power and intimidate minorities from going out to exercise their right. But at the same time, I am glad that these two women were able to stand firm and that Georgia had enough safeguards to be able to show that their election was fair and above board.
Absolutely. And the control room is telling me that we have the comments from Lady Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss. Let's go to those comments, please.
Here is Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss. Looks like they are going to make their way up to the mic here, Jeff. Okay, let's listen in.
Ms. Freeman and Ms. Moss are going to give a brief statement, and they won't be taking any questions after. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Shea Moss. I spent 10 years as an election worker in Fulton County, Georgia. The lies Rudy Giuliani told about me and my mommy after the 2020 presidential election have changed our lives. And the past few years has been devastating. The flame that Giuliani lit with those lies and passed to so many others to keep that flame blazing changed every aspect of our lives. Our homes, our family, our work, our sense of safety, our mental health, and we're still working to rebuild. As we move forward and continue to seek justice, our greatest wish is that no one, no election worker or voter or school board member or anyone else ever experiences anything like what we went through. You all matter and you are all important. We hope no one ever has to fight so hard just to get your name back. We're very grateful to the jury for taking the time out of their busy lives to do their civic duty, to listen to everything that we've been going through. I know I won't be able to retire from my job with the county like my grandmother did, but I hope by us taking these steps, these very big steps towards justice, that I can make her just as proud. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lady Ruby. Today's a good day. A jury stood witness to what Rudy Giuliani did to me and my daughter and held him accountable, and for that I'm thankful. Today is not the end of the road. We still have work to do. Rudy Giuliani was not the only one who spread lies about us. And others must be held accountable too. But that is tomorrow's work. For now, I want people to understand this. Money will never solve all of my problems. I can never move back into the house that I called home. I will always have to be careful about where I go and who I choose to share my name with. I miss my home, I miss my neighbors, and I miss my name. I've heard some of you. Don't be sad for me. Don't waste your time being angry at those who did this to me and my daughter. We are more than conquerors. Pray for us as we continue to fight the good fight of faith. I tell my attorneys often, my friends say that God knew who to give this assignment to, because if it had been them, they wouldn't have been able to go through this. God chose me to go through this because he knows that I would tell everyone whose path I cross about Jesus. I'm strong and my faith shall never waver. From day one, I said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you remember one thing I say today, remember this. Faith is what carried us through the most difficult years of my life. And faith will carry you through hardships that you face in life. Understand that the devil is a liar. He is defeated, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Trust that God will keep and protect you. Believe that right makes might, because it does. I thank God that I'm not intimidated by no one or their lies. Give thanks that injustice always surrender in the glorious kingdom of God, and that he will always lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you.
All right. So like I said, Lady Ruby Freeman preached a sermon. Whatever religion you believe, the devil is a liar. OK, and for all those that think your vote doesn't matter, why do white supremacists and many conservatives, Republicans work so hard to suppress our vote? We're going to wrap up this conversation. I want to get closing remarks very quickly here. First, Dr. Avis Jones-DeWeaver.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm so glad that this case was brought. I'm so glad that they got such a robust ruling. You're right. Rudy is broke as a, you know, a skunk at the moment. But the bottom line is that whatever he has, they should have it now. And the bottom line is that they deserve it. They were terrorized by these people and they still live in fear. And so they deserve every last dime.
Absolutely. And Attorney McCoy, you have the last word on this subject.
Well, I just want people to understand that you don't have to just take it if people are going out here and trying to defame you. And I also want people to understand that the fight is not over. We're glad that we've achieved this result for these two sisters, but the fight is not over. And there's certainly a demographic of people out here who are still going to believe everything that Rudy Giuliani and people in that camp say.
Absolutely. And they have to be defeated at the ballot box. This is Roland Martin Unfiltered on the Black Star Network.
Hotep, everybody. This is Michael M. Hotep from the African History Network. Our Black Empowerment Friday weekend sale is on right now. We have a fantastic promotion for you. Get our bundle pack of two online history courses that I teach, as well as my 15-lecture downloadable bundle, African History Awakens the African Mind from Mental Death. These are both from me, Michael M. Hotep. They're on sale right now for only $100. That's 76% off. My first online history class is Ancient Kemet, the Moors, and the Ma'afa. Understanding the transatlantic slave trade, what they didn't teach you in school. Kemet is one of the original names for Egypt. We deal with thousands of years of history and what leads up to the transatlantic slave trade taking place. I do a PowerPoint presentation. We have book references, articles. There's about 100 articles that we cover in the class. Over 200 slides that I put together as well. And there are also video clips, including excerpts of interviews I've done with some of our historians and scholars, as well as Renoka Rashidi, Professor James Small, Anthony Browder, Professor Kabahayawafa Kamenei, and Dr. David M. Hotep. In the second class that I teach, it's called Black Resistance Movements from the Haitian Revolution, the U.S. Civil War, Civil Rights Movement, and Black Power Movement, 1800 to 1968. And we dig in deep and look at history chronologically from 1800 to 1968 and look at what leads to the Civil War taking place. We study the Jim Crow era, the Reconstruction era, 1865 to 1877, World War I, World War II, Civil Rights Movement, Black Power Movement, and the Great Migration, 1915 to 1970. To understand what happened to us after slavery ended, what were the laws and policies put in place to put us where we are today, to understand where we need to go from here. I created both of these classes, created the curriculum, chose the content as well. This sale ends Sunday, December 31st, 2023. Visit our website, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. You'll see the promotion at the top of the page. As soon as you register, you can start watching the content. You can join us for our next online class live Saturday, December 2nd, 2023, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can watch all of these classes on demand, and even after the course is over with, you don't lose access. Register right now, order right now, visit our website, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. this sale ends Sunday, December 31st, 2023. Also, if you'd like to stop for information, you can support the African History Network, $THENSHOW through Cash App, $THENSHOW through Cash App, also through PayPal, paypal.me/theAHNshow. This helps us keep doing the research, stay on the air, keep broadcasting, pay some of the bills. All right, we have to get out of here. Remember, right now is correct wrong behavior. It's not over till we win. Wakanda forever. And we'll talk to you next time. Peace.